In the gospel today, our Lord asks a question. Do you know what I have done for you? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The sacrament of Mary. This is what we could call the Holy Eucharist. Children, it is not, as some might say, this phrase, a kind of a Catholic exaggeration. The Blessed Sacrament of the seven sacraments is most of all Mary's. Just consider with me Our Lady's connection with the Holy Eucharist. It truly is her gift to us this day and all days. And so while we're thinking of many holy things today and accompanying our Lord and thanking him, we want as well to be with our Blessed Mother. In fact, that's the best way to be with our Lord. How does that work? Well, you see, God made man with, you might say, a God-sized hole in his heart. We're thirsty. We're hungry for God. People always have been. But if people don't find God, and sadly, that's usually the case, they're looking for God in all the wrong places, why then they turn pagan. That means they make themselves idols, idols made with hand. Some are very beautiful. They're handmade, and they fetch a great price. But you know, those kinds of idols always break. And when they break, they fall down right on top of us, like the idol of Dagon in the temple in the Old Testament story of Samson. They crush us, our own handmade idols do. But that's not the case for us Christians. These days our Lord is leading us out of the slavery of Egypt and all of those false gods. Our Lord satisfies the need we have for him. He finds and fills that great God hole, which he has dug into our heart from the first moment of our existence. How is that? By what we call the Incarnation, March 25th, the Annunciation. We just had that feast day. And then its continuation in today's feast, the institution of the Holy Eucharist, the first Mass after the Last Supper. You see, by the Incarnation, God descended from God. Not something we made up, but God came down from heaven to earth to be not just with us, but one of us and more, so we could know him and love him and serve him. And more, there's even more to that, because our Lord loves us infinitely. He humbles himself. He puts himself way down at our level so that we could be lifted up to his. And that's why, children, whenever you want to, we priests are all the time telling the school children to take advantage of this while they may. You can come into church and poke your nose in and make a little genuflection in a prayer. You can visit him when you're in a pinch and have a problem. You can talk it over with our Lord. But more than that, you can feed upon him. You can taste him. And he becomes part of you, so you can become part of him. Well, how does the Incarnation happen? It's the gift of God the Father, remember. But it happens because of our Blessed Mother. Because she, what did she say? She said, yes. It all started with her consent. And the angel came to receive that from Our Lady. And so she keeps on consenting. She keeps on giving us Jesus every day as once she gave him to the shepherds and the kings. There's a beautiful old Irish prayer. Of course it's Irish. There's a beautiful old Irish prayer that I used to say when I would bring the Blessed Sacrament to sick people on a sick call. And it talks about Our Lady. And the prayer says, "Make haste, dear mother, for the time is short. I wish I had the heart and love to receive Holy Communion today, to receive thy Jesus the same way you gave him to the shepherds and to the kings at Bethlehem." I think that's still a good prayer for all of us to say before communion, especially when the mind's been wandering and we haven't been quite paying attention as we should be. The time is short, but if you ask Mary, she will do the rest. The Mass is Bethlehem. Now, the beautiful altar of repose today, which our young ladies assembled for us so well, reminds us of the Garden of Gethsemane, where our Lord went to pray before he was betrayed, and also the Garden of Eden at the beginning of paradise. What happened there? You remember that too. Adam ruined everything by eating the fruit given him by the woman, Eve. So he says to Almighty God afterwards, when the deed is done, "The woman whom thou gavest me to be my companion, she it was who gave me to eat of the fruit of the tree." And that's how Adam sinned, original sin. But today, in the garden, we, as we kneel there, wonder, now, what should I be thinking about? What prayer should I say here during my visit to the altar of repose? We can ever so gratefully say, "O Lord, the woman thou gavest us as our mother on Good Friday, the Blessed Mother, the new Eve, she gave me to eat of the blessed fruit of her womb today in my Holy Communion. And we did eat, and we are filled." So, you see, Holy Communion, the Blessed Sacrament, truly is the sacrament of Mary. And it's no exaggeration. The flesh of Jesus, St. Thomas Aquinas tells us, is the virginal flesh of Mary. She provided the matter necessary for this sacrament. She brought the Son of God down from the Father's sapphire throne in heaven, down to her own golden, immaculate heart. And this she did how? By her five words. It's five words in the Latin, a bit longer in the English. We say, for an abbreviation, fiat, which means "be it done." She said five words. The priest today, the bishop in this case, merely echoes those words of Mary. The priest at every Mass, that's what brings our Lord down to the altar, says five words, "Hoc est enim corpus meum," for this is my body. And then, "Behold the Blessed Sacrament." What's going on here? Not only Calvary is renewed and made present, but all of the wonders of Nazareth and the joy and the sweetness of Bethlehem at every Mass, which is why we should love our Mass so much. The Holy Eucharist is the continuation of the work of Mary. Children, when you love Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, and you visit him and you receive him very reverently, remember you are continuing that great work of love which Mary started when she was startled by an angel. And right away she said yes to God. And you're making up for others, necessarily, who forget. You're making, remember, reparation for all of those who say no, who ever so politely says, no, thank you. I've got my own gods today, you see, so not for me. I'm good. But when you make a devout visit today, when you do something extra, I mean, in a good Holy Communion today, you're also making up for all of the good people who forget to be grateful, who take their Sunday gift, their Holy Communion, for granted. For all who won't be by for a visit today or tonight or even tomorrow, they won't be going with Jesus and Mary to the garden. But see, Mary goes and you go too with her. Ask her to walk you up to Holy Communion today. Ask her to walk with you in the procession and to the altar of repose. Ask her to be with you every Mass, because the Blessed Sacrament is the sacrament of Mary. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.